everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. I was out in the hall and I heard the music going. I almost didn't get in here on time. I heard my daughter and announcer starting the show. We thought we were going to have a visitor with us right now. She hasn't called in yet, Mary Rose. She'll probably call in a minute, or we'll try to track her down. Meredith Lee is who it is. And just to give you a real brief explanation of who she is, she's one of the other speakers at the next Mother Earth News Fair, where I'm speaking. We'll both be speaking at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, Kansas. That's this weekend. This coming weekend, Saturday 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Those of you in Topeka or anywhere near Topeka, Kansas City, anywhere in that area, I'd love to see you and have you come out. And we'll talk to Meredith a little bit more at some point here. I needed, and before we go back to the phone lines, and that number is 866-444-3478. Before I go back there, we need to talk about trees just a little bit. I talked about solid sod, and it's such a great time to plant solid sod turf, whether you're in the north or the south. It doesn't make any difference. But it's also a great time to plant trees. It, as we talked last week on the show, this is the time we're getting into it in the south. In the north, you're already there. It's a time where you can go to the nursery and find the trees with their fall color on the plants. And that is an advantage if you're looking for a certain fall color. It's not for sure that that fall color will continue, but it gives you the best odds. And it's a, you know, a good thing to do. You can tell a lot of times by the fall color how healthy a plant is. If a plant has fall color real early and real dramatic fall color, it can actually be a sign of stress, because that color will show up quicker when a plant's in trouble a lot of times than if it's healthy. But no matter what you're trying to plant, whether it's fruit trees, the problem on fruit trees is them being available at the garden centers. But if they are available, now is the perfect time to plant them. And if not, you'll just have to wait till the industry gets them into the pipeline. But the shade trees will be there. Shade trees, ornamental trees, the small trees, dogwood, hawthorn, crepe myrtle, you know, things like that. Big shade trees, oaks, elms, maples, all those kinds of things. Be planted now is ideal. And when you plant them, use the techniques that we recommend on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We've got drawings. I've updated that drawing, and it's probably on the website to be in our new manual that's being redone. We're doing it with Mother Earth News. And it's going to be out in a month or two, I think, something like that. I'll keep you posted on it. But the main thing on planting a tree, no matter what kind of tree you're planting, is to first of all solve the problem that will be on the roots of the plant, on the ball of the plant. And how do I know that that's going to be a problem? Well, it's just that way. It's 100% a problem to some degree how that tree comes to you from the growing operation through the retail store to your place. And the things that can be a problem, number one, if it's a bald and burlapped plant, you need to take the burlap off the top and remove the excess soil that's on top of the ball that'll be under the burlap. It'll be almost 100% of the time it'll be there. And, you know, we've learned that planting things ourselves. Sometimes the plant will be in a container and you'll find I've done one of the lectures that I give at the Mother Earth is I do one on pest control, and I do one on the general basic overall program and how it relates to the 50% water savings and all that. But I always try to work in this little story of a Japanese maple that I bought in a container, and I pulled the plant out of the container, and it was balled and burlapped and stuck in the container. And then we took the burlap off and found that there was 3.5-4 inches of soil on top of the ball on this little bitty 7-gallon dwarf Japanese maple. Well, on big trees, obviously that's all even more exaggerated. I used to recommend taking the burlap off the top of ball and burlap plants. Now I recommend taking it off completely. If you can take it off the top and see where the true top of the ball is before you get it in the hole, you can get the hole dug the right depth. Sometimes that's harder to do than other times, but if you can do it, it's a great idea. And measure the true ball and make sure that the hole is not quite as deep as the ball is tall, so that when it's put in the hole, the top of the root ball is sticking out of the ground just a wee bit, because it's going to settle some, and we want the top of that ball and the flare, that's what we're after, to be dramatically exposed on top. That's one of the bad things you're going to run into, and it's a bad one across the board on trees coming in from growers all over the United States and maybe even the world. The second one is trees grown in containers, and you take them out of the ball, and you're going to find a mess of roots that's circling round and round and round and round. And what we do with that is we take the plant out of the container and put it in a bucket of water, a wash tub of water, a horse trough of water if it's a big tree, whatever. And we want to soak it and hydrate the roots and unwind them. And if you can't unwind them and plant that tree with the roots properly, you know, radiating out, then you need to cut them and destroy them. Because if you plant the tree with a circling effect on the roots, it will get worse and worse with time, and it'll eventually shut down the growth of the plant and even kill the plant. What fools people is that they live for some period of time, so they think everything's lovely. Landscape contractors are really bad about doing that and saying, you know, I guarantee them for a year. Well, it'll be alive in a year, but not growing very much because the roots all knotted up. And then it gets worse and worse years 2, 3, 4, 5, and on down the road. So these are extremely important things to know about and to do, and they are very, very common. They're not rare at all. It happens all the time, and no matter what size the tree is. The other thing, and maybe I should have mentioned it first, that's critical in planting a tree properly, besides not digging the hole too deep, is to dig the hole real wide and have an ugly, I call it an ugly hole, rough hole, either dished out and real rough-sided or square, like you dig with a backhoe or something, so that when the roots go over and hit that ball, they won't start turning and circling in the hole. In other words, you haven't built a pot or a container in the ground and recreated the same problem that we talked about coming from the growing operation. There's a lot more on that in our course, the Natural Organic Certification course. There's a lot more in my books about it, but that's the general overview of planting trees properly, and this is the perfect time to get that done. Back to the phones, Carol in Dallas next up. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, I'm on the east side of White Rock.
Okay.
Well, I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
I've moved back to my family home.
All right.
Excuse me. My mom died in 74, so the lawn and the property lost that tender loving care.
Mm-hmm.
We've got more weeds and grass. It's almost 2 acres, so it's a lot to take care of. But I'm wanting to aerate it, and I'm wondering what time of the year do I need to do that, and do I need to be careful? I've got some really nice big red oaks and live oaks, and how far away do I stay from the root zone and all that good stuff?
Aerating up fairly close is okay. If you see a big flare, if the flares are showing like they should be, you know that out from that flare, there's going to be a big root fairly shallow.
Right.
And just try to stay away from those areas. We don't want to be poking holes in the roots that are near the flare. Once you get, you know, a distance halfway between the trunk and the drip line, that would probably be my best recommendation to you to start there. Carol, can you hang on with me so we're not rushed on this deal?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back in a minute with Carol talking about getting us a lot in better shape. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating.
Myth. Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
We are talking with Carol in Dallas, near where I live, about getting a two-acre property back in shape. You there, Carol?
Yes, sir.
The core aeration, I think, is a good idea. It will really speed up things a lot. Are you going to try to rent it and do it yourself or hire a contractor to do it for you?
I'm a DIYer.
Okay. Well, the kind of aeration that you want done is the kind that one of two things, the kind that pulls a plug, that's a core aerator that pulls a plug out of the ground, or rent or hire somebody to use a device that's called an airway, A-I-R-W-A-Y. And you'd probably have to hire somebody to do that for you. I think they're available to rent, but it's a pretty big piece of equipment, and I love it. And on 2 acres, it would be appropriate because in larger areas, because when it the tines are designed with a unique kind of a twist to them, and so when they go in the ground and then come out, they rip a rough hole out of the ground about 7 inches deep. And they're terrific. That's just that's going to be a lot harder to find than just the core aeration equipment will only punch a hole probably about 3 inches deep or something like that. Like I started to say before we had to go on the break, it probably best on your larger trees to start somewhere around halfway between the trunk and the drip line and go out from that point. And that way you'll stay away from the main roots that are connected, to the flares and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then once the holes are open, and this would be a really good time to do all this, by the way, when the holes are open, you just do all the rest of the sick tree treatment that that we talk about for the whole site based on what your budget is. If your budget allows you to do compost, rock minerals, and the sugars full application rates that I recommend, on the sick tree treatment documents on the website, great. If not, just do smaller amounts of those same things, or do one of them, compost, and then next time budget allows, do the lava sand, then the next time do something else. You don't have to do it all at once. The other thing I would do on 2 acres, Carol, is I'd keep my eye out for tree trimming trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can see anybody trimming trucks, go and tap them on the shoulder and say, when you get this thing full, dump it on my property, ground up tree trimmings, you know, unless they've got a bunch of trash and big logs in it or something like that. They'd rather do that than haul it to the landfill, and that's spreading that out on that 2 acres would be a fantastic thing to do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that will bring it back into good shape for the money than that. I would probably also, before you do either one of those things, mow it down pretty low.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. This would be a good time to mow it down low. Come pretty close to scalping it, so it's really low, and then you can do your aeration, and some of that scalping stuff will go down in the holes, and then if you can get the tree trimmings mulch to go on after you've scalped it down, it's going to really, really do a good job for you from this point through next spring, and then you'll start doing some of the organic fertilizers and whatever else the budget allows, and you'll be amazed how quickly it'll just come around and be beautiful. Are your trees in good shape?
Yeah, they are, even with the neglect that they need to be trimmed. So I think I can provide my own trimmings from, because I'm going to have to get a pro in to take care of some of these.
Right. Well, don't over-prune them. Start off by just trimming some of the dead out and getting them a little neater. If the limbs are there on the trees, the tree wanted them there, you know. So don't just think that you've got to go in and lift the limbs and thin out the trees. I don't really recommend that at all. I'd be very limited in what I'd do other than crossing limbs and broken limbs and things like that until you've, you know, had a chance to let it grow a while and see what's happening.
Well, I wanted to lift the skirts, as it were, the red oaks. You can barely see the house.
That's fine. If you need to do that from a cosmetic standpoint, that's fine. Just don't overdo it. No okay. flush cuts, no yeah. pruning paint, especially at this time of the year.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And another thing that a lot of people with a new property or a redo property will make a mistake on is they'll tend to go in and just mow everything down, including understory small trees and things like that. So be careful if you've got any little trees that are growing and you're not sure what they are yet, leave them. Don't cut them down. You may have some rusty black haw viburnums and some red buds and some Carolina buckthorn and things like that growing under there that you don't even see because it's kind of overgrown in a messy deal right now.
Gotcha. Well, I've got ligustrum and privet that I cut down.
Those come out. Get rid of all the invasive stuff. The native plants stay in.
Okay. One more quick question.
Okay.
I put a water line from the meter to the house, and it goes through the front yard.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to go between two great big old red oaks.
All right.
Should I just try and get that trench just kind of right between the two at the very outer limit of the drip line?
Yeah, the right between the two will do the least amount of damage to either one of them. Now, you could be really dramatic here and do something that wouldn't hurt them at all if the budget allows it, but you probably don't need to. But if you want to consider it, you can run the ditch. You can dig the ditch with an air spade or have a contractor that has an air spade do it for you and not hurt the roots at all. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty. When you hear somebody hang up, that telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's do a couple more and catch up. And I got to tell you about a little wildlife adventure we had at our place last night. Let me see who's next. Randy, I believe. It's your turn. Gustine, Texas.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I've got a question about grass burrs.
Okay.
I've been physically removing them, but it's just overwhelming. How long after the grass burr comes to a seed head does it take before the seed is actually a viable mature seed?
I think on grass burrs it's pretty quick, Randy. That's one of the problems with grass burrs. It goes from a seedling to maturity pretty quickly.
So mowing them.
Yeah, so you got to get it off as soon as you see it starting to get any height on it. Have we talked about this before?
I had asked a question on your Facebook page, but I didn't get a response there.
Okay, sorry about that.
And possibly so, because I've been finding these things for years. I'm making some headway, but it's just physically removing them. It's just overwhelming, like I say.
Well,
and I know I try to add as much carbon back to the soil and keep it mowed regular. But
well, one of the things that would be helpful to you is to just set up as much competition as you possibly can. Do What kind of turf grass do you have in that area?
Mostly Bermuda grass, common.
Common Bermuda, and is it doing pretty well?
In places, yeah, and I know the places that it's doing better is kind of choked them out. So
right, that's my point. Of course, you got sandy soil, which is right. You know, a good thing, but that's one of the reasons why you have the grass burrs. That sandy soil does not have a very good warehouse. It doesn't have a good warehouse of moisture, and it doesn't have a good warehouse of trace minerals. So building all those things up is what will help you with growing the Bermuda better and crowding out. But also, once you have humic acid available in that soil, those weed seed will literally be there but quit germinating. So I would recommend to you that you start with just some really aggressive humate products and organic fertilizers, and when we get into spring warming up, go with the heaviest application of corn gluten meal as you can. How large an area are we talking about?
Well, the yard is probably an acre.
Okay.
And there's just problem areas, you know, isolated areas. So, and I'm slowly working towards, like you say, making the soil healthier in those
right.
areas.
Well, this would be one place where I'd recommend kind of a double whammy of organic fertilizer. And
okay.
that would be a combination of corn gluten meal. And you might do it, you know, budget determining this thing. You might do it in one area just to test it and see how well it works for you. But put down the corn gluten meal at the recommended rate, and also put down a good organic fertilizer like the any of them, the Medina, the Maestro Grow, the Good Natured, any of the good quality organic fertilizers, and
okay.
you know, kind of doubling it up, in other words, and that will benefit the Bermuda grass, help you with the competition, and also help build the carbon in the soil.
Okay, good deal.
Good luck with it.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Grass burrs are a pain in the neck and a pain in your bare feet, for sure. Let's see, who else has been holding a long time? Here's, is it Ada in Dallas? Ada, are you there?
Yes, I didn't understand you. It's something sound was there instead.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I have this huge pecan tree that was loaded with pecans. But every one of them got bad before they fell off the tree, and this has happened before. Is there anything I can do to get good pecans off of that tree?
Yeah, do you know what the variety is, Ada?
No, we bought it over 20 years ago.
Okay.
And it was one of those that was recommended, but I can't tell you now.
Okay. Well, it's probably one that's susceptible to a fungal disease called scab. That's probably what you're dealing with. You can look it up on my website on dirtdoctor.com.
Oh, okay. That's what I wondered, if you'd have everything.
Yeah, the bad news for you is that if it's one of the varieties that's really susceptible to scab, it's hard to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that you'll have to do, if you look on my website under guides, that's where all the basic programs are housed. And that's where we have the organic fruit and pecan tree program. And
okay.
when you have a pecan tree that's susceptible to a disease like you have here, you got to do the whole program pretty thoroughly to have a good shot at it. And that includes some spraying when the tree first starts to grow in the spring and after the flowers have fallen, you know, in a regular program. There's several different kinds of disease control that we have under the organic program, you know, that are non-toxic, that work very well, but
okay.
you've got to do it on a regular basis. Among them are garlic sprays. The BioSafe product that's hydrogen peroxide is just terrific and would be perfect in this situation. And the list kind of goes on and on. We talk about a lot of them on the,
mm-hmm.
on the site, but the key for you to getting rid of the scab on a pecan tree that's susceptible, highly susceptible, is to do the whole sick tree treatment program.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a product. It's an entire procedure.
Can I hire somebody to do that.
Sure, yeah.
I'm a widow, and I don't do things like that myself.
Yeah, the people that do it would be people like Trees by Woods, Rhodey's Nursery in Garland does that kind of work. Spriggs Brothers does that kind of work.
Oh, well, Spriggs does my yard for me.
Well, they can do it for sure. And if they're already there, that's for sure who I'd recommend.
Okay. Do you have anything to recommend for bald cypress trees that look like they're maybe dying?
Are they looking kind of yellow and brown right now?
Yeah, and I found out one of the sprinkler heads was bad, and when my son fixed it, I think it helped, but I think it was too late in the season for them to come back out.
Yeah, they definitely need the moisture, and the truth about bald cypress is a wonderful tree, but the thing that you have to know about bald cypress is that it depends on the seed source, where the seedling or the seed came from that grew that tree. And if it came from soil in Louisiana that's peat moss and real acid and everything, it's always going to struggle a little bit in the acid soils like we have in Dallas. If it came from a growing operation that had more alkaline soils, it'll be green and a whole lot easier for you to keep healthy looking. The answer is the same as I gave you for the pecan. The sick tree treatment, get the moisture level back built up in the ground, and you'll have it. You'll turn around, and it'll probably do fine for you. I've reversed some bald cypress that were the wrong seed source that were just yellow as they could be for year after year, and we finally turned them around by doing the sick tree treatment on a couple of different times, and then sticking with the organic program.
Several of them, and one of them is I'm about 20 feet high. It's shaped like a Christmas tree. It's absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Then others are round, but my dirt here, you go down about a foot, and it's caliche.
That's my front yard. I'm very familiar with it.
So they would respond then to the sick tree treatment.
Absolutely. Now, if it's a bad seed source, it's going to be tougher. And the first time you do it, it may not completely reverse the problem, but the second time it'll get better, and it'll just get better and better.
Okay.
If it's such a bad problem that it just never comes around and responds, you may have to bite the bullet and buy one that is a better seed source. Another way to go for you and for anybody listening that might be thinking about bald cypress, there's a couple of other ways to go where you don't have to worry about this issue. And that is, you can plant Montezuma bald cypress, or you can plant the tree called Dawn Redwood that looks almost exactly like a bald cypress, and you don't have the problem with either one of them.
Well, we bought these from a gentleman, and he just brought them to us, and we planted every tree on our lot. And most of them are doing well, but we do have I have lost one. Red oak, I think. But
well, let's see if we can turn it around. And after a couple of seasons of trying, if you don't see dramatic improvement with this recommendation, it'll never improve. And you just need to, bite the bullet and plant something else. But I bet you we can turn it around.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I'd appreciate the call very much. All right, let me tell you about my little, we'll go back to the phones. And there's an open line real quick at 866-444-3478. We've heard this noise before at our house, and we finally realized what it was. A country and western singer, Steve Holy, is his name. A lot of you probably heard him. Is one of my neighbors, and he's got his house for sale right now. And we were talking the other night at a get together about coyotes, and we've been seeing coyotes around our place for a long time. And when we're walking or out at night, early in the morning, or whenever, we'll see one coyote. Judy and I've occasionally seen two together. And when there's two together, it's been real interesting because one of them has long legs and the other one has short legs. Probably some crossbreeding with dogs going on is one of the theories. But Steve was showing me some pictures of his backyard, and some of the other neighbors have been telling me the same thing, that these coyotes are getting so brave that they're just coming in and, into the garden and coming up on the patios. He had some laying in his backyard, about seven of them, two or three adults and then several small ones. Well, last night we figured out what this yelling and screaming was. We had heard it a couple of times before, and we thought it was probably coyotes attacking and killing a cat or a dog or something like that. Well, last night there were about eight or nine coyotes in the front yard under the street light having a party, running around and just screaming and doing this barking and crying. And it's a different sound than you know, the howling that the coyotes make. It was the young ones making that real shrill kind of sound. Getting to be a serious problem. Having that many coyotes around, not a good thing. It's going to be interesting to see what we're going to have to do long term. The neighbors are starting to talk about it, obviously. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The final thing about that coyote story is that Tater, my little dog, and I have had a routine now for some time, going out and getting the paper in the morning, and he goes out and has to check all of the communication from all of the dogs and the coyotes too, I guess, that have been walking by. And you can imagine that how interested he is in smelling and marking all of that himself. Well, that routine has ended. We're not going out there with the little Tater anymore, because we've been doing it, you know, basically before, right at dawn and without a leash. And I really get mad at people that come by with their dogs not on a leash and come in and tear up plants and everything. So I shouldn't be doing it anyway. So we're having to adjust his thinking and routine to staying in the backyard, where I'm going to have to be careful about the coyotes getting in. Most of these coyotes are considerably larger than he is. Here's Barbara in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Doing great, thank you.
Well, I have a problem with my shrub rose, the Rose rugosa, mm-hmm. and I've had this problem for the last 3 or 4 years. Starts off great in the spring, leafing out, buds out, flowering. Midway through, it starts to die off.
Really?
Leaves turn green, then they turn yellow, then they turn brown, and then they just fall off. Right now, it looks like it's dying, and the season isn't even over. Well, it is for us. But I've tried several fungicides at the beginning of the season, and nothing seems to help the problem.
Is this one plant or several, Barbara?
Well, I have one in the backyard, and then I have one in the front, and they're both doing the same thing.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You planted them originally, I assume?
Yes, I did.
Did you prepare the beds, or did you just plop them in the ground?
No, I used some compost. I used some peat moss and then some regular dirt and mixed up a concoction, and then put that in the ground, and then put in the rose bush.
You put it in the hole when you planted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not what we recommend. We recommend on roses and any kind of planting to prepare the entire bed and not just do the hole that the plant goes down into, because when you do that, you create basically a pot in the ground.
Okay.
And you have difficulty with keeping the water balanced. You can have it dry out and not get it moist enough, but the more common thing is that when you create that artificial pot situation in the ground, you keep the rose too wet. The rugosa roses are pretty famous for being easy to grow, low maintenance.
Right.
Yeah. So, not to embarrass you, but I think you created just a situation there that's the worst thing you could have done. If I would start over, this would be a great time to plant some new ones and turn the entire area into a prepared bed. In other words, put down compost, no peat moss. I don't recommend peat moss, but put down compost and whatever rock minerals you can get from the local nurseries, green sand, lava sand, azomite, something like that. And a little coffee grounds would be good. And for sure, put some cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, and some kind of sugar. My favorite is dry molasses. If you can't get that, just use any kind of sugar you can find. You till or fork all of that into the existing soil, and then you plant, after soaking the new plant, whether it's bare-rooted or a container plant or whatever, you soak it in water first. If it has circling, girdling roots, you fix that, just like I was talking about with the trees earlier in the show. And you dig out this prepared soil, and then you put the prepared soil back in the hole. But it's not just in the hole. You know, it's in that whole area, that whole bed. And then it's much easier to keep the moisture at the level that the rugosa will like.
Okay, well, now, I gave it my best shot.
Yeah, if it's just minor diseases, which pop up on roses from time to time, black spot and various kind of things, you can spray with cornmeal juice, soak some cornmeal in water and screen out the solids and spray the juice. You can use the commercial products like BioSafe that's a hydrogen peroxide-based product. There's a product called Serenade that may be in the local nurseries there that's an organic disease control. It's real good.
Okay. So, but
I think the first thing we've got to do is get the plant planted properly. And I don't know if you heard me, we were talking about rugosas earlier in the show. They are the best for the rose hips.
I have some of those rose hips right now.
Okay, good.
No leaves, just the rose hips.
Well, let's try to give it a little bit better start, and I think you'll be fine. Okay.
All right, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate Illinois checking in like they've been doing the last several weeks. We really appreciate talking to people all across the country. The program I recommend works coast to coast and border to border if you change just a couple of things. One is timing when you do things, and then the other is some specific species of plants. Obviously, will vary from Washington to Florida, but the basic program I recommend works for you across the board. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number for the third hour, you can call whether we're on your radio station or not, is 866-444-3478. Their website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free. Just fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it sent to you on a weekly basis. Talk to you in a bit.